Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
A gentleman who is all over all the guys who might be coming here and might be going down joins us right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He is the play-by-play man of the Columbus Clippers, the top farm club for the Cleveland Guardians. He's Mr. Ryan Mitchell. Ryan, great to have you back.
Hey, Rhino, thanks.
Hey, great to be back, guys. How's everything going?
Okay, other than the weather, it's nice to have March weather in late May when we're supposed to be playing good baseball.
Yeah, well, we're supposed to be playing baseball here in Columbus in about an hour, and we've got gray skies overhead down here as well, so hopefully the wet stuff stays away and we can get this one in.
Boy, what's it like to watch a team score 14 runs like you did yesterday?
Well, it's the second time this year they've scored 14 runs, and they happened in very different fashions. In Omaha last week, the teams combined to walk 23 batters, the most in a Triple-A game this year.
Wow. Nice.
They won 14-10 in a game that took 3 hours and 42 minutes. Old school, right? We're going back to 2018. But yesterday was a 2 hour and 40 minute game because the Clippers blistered 6-2 run homers. They had five in an inning, which tied a franchise record. And, that was a lot of fun. Certainly when you score that many runs and you do it in quick, exciting home run fashion, that's a lot of fun to watch, and you hope the team can keep it up. It's been a really good stretch of offense for the Clippers over the past week.
All right, I'm just going right to the heart of it because I want to see CJ Kafis up here like quickly, but I don't know if there's space for him to go.
You wanted him here last month, Ryan.
He's hitting third
already. It's been
already.
A love affair.
Seems like it's been a very comfortable transition between Akron and Columbus.
Well, he has got the exact same batting average here that he did in Double A, hitting .364 over 17 games in Triple A, hit .364 in 18 games at Double A. He's slugging a little bit higher here. His on base was a little higher in Double A, which is to be expected. Pitchers at the Double A level don't have quite the same command and controls they do here, so he's going to see more pitches in and on the periphery of the strike zone. So the strikeouts are a little bit higher here. The one thing that he has not really checked off in terms of the checklist is facing left-handed pitching. Just by happenstance, the Clippers have faced very little left-handed pitching all season long, really, but particularly since CJ's been with us. So that's maybe something that Cleveland wants to see a little bit more of out of Kafis before they would think about a promotion. Obviously, they are not averse to having a platoon, right? But I don't know with a young player if you want to do that. We saw that a little bit with Kyle Manzardo, and now he has grown into a guy that can face hitters or pitchers from both sides of the mound. And certainly you want a valuable prospect, a hitterish guy, to be able to face righties and lefties. So if you bring a guy to the major leagues and he hasn't been tested, that might not necessarily be the best thing, but there's nothing you can do about that, right? You can only play the teams in front of you, and if there aren't a lot of left-handers on a pitching staff, the opportunities will be fewer. The Iowa Cubs, who are playing this week, have four lefties on the pitching staff, so hopefully he'll get some opportunities there.
Ryan Mitchell joining us, play-by-play man for the Columbus Clippers. I want to ask you about a couple of other position players that you're looking at regularly, but there's obviously a situation here in the outfield. Let's get an update on Lane Thomas from you. He's out on a rehab assignment. He hit the ball well yesterday. How close does he look to being ready?
He started slowly, which is to be expected after an extended absence, and you're talking about an injury to the wrist area, which affects pretty much everything about your swing. And he was still trying to find things a little bit at the major league level before he got hurt. His last few games, he's looked better and better as the rehab assignment has gone along. So hopefully he is just about where he needs to be. He had one of the five home runs in the third inning yesterday, so that was certainly a good sign. And that was one of three hits. And he's done that a few times recently as well. So hopefully Lane is getting back to where he needs to be. He DH'd a few times. I played the whole game yesterday, so that's one of the things in the progression that you have to do. But he's played center field, he's played right field, he's DH'd. So hopefully he is fully mended and ready to help Cleveland.
Ryan, back is Will Brennan with Cleveland right now, also in right field, and what was a platoon got even more platoony and a little messier. So you have Brennan, you have Nolan Jones, you have John Kenzie Noel. And I'm wondering, okay, when Lane comes up, what move gets made? Does Jonathan Rodriguez factor into any of this? Because he has been terrific in AAA.
Well, Johnny's an interesting case because the batting average numbers are outstanding. He's hitting .333, but the power really hasn't been there this year the way it was last year. He's the reigning International League's most valuable player. He hit 29 home runs last year, drove in nearly 100 at the AAA level, and had a couple of stints with Cleveland. The hits are still coming, but he has a launch angle of one, a degree. So he is not hitting the ball in the air, which is sort of similar to what Nolan Jones is dealing with. He's hitting the ball hard most of the time, but there's just not a lot of elevation to it, and so it's not translating into a lot of extra base hits. There have been a ton of hits for Johnny so far this year. Yesterday he had his sixth double. He has three home runs. So the home runs really are not flowing for him, but it's there, right? We know it's there. He hit, almost 30 home runs last year, and he can play the corners, and he's got a big arm. But as you said, there's got to be a place for him, right? You've got to be better than what they're dealing with right now.
Right.
And that's a tough question. Being a right-handed hitter, maybe that helps him. Jonkenzie Noel is still trying to find it there at the major league level, but those are all the things that go into decisions for people who make way more money than I do.
Brian Rocchio, how's the, I'm sure it's not fun when he gets sent back, but how's his attitude? How's he doing? And had a pretty decent game yesterday.
Whenever a guy comes back, I always say to him, glad to see you, sorry you're here, because nobody wants to be at the AAA level, right?
Right.
But the first day he was down, I happened to be down at the dugout, he was walking by, he came up with a big smile, shook my hand, great to see you. So his attitude has been good. And Brian has always been an exceptional professional. Mm-hmm. From the first time he came here to the AAA level as a very, very young player, very, very professional, goes about his business the right way. Listen, there were struggles this year offensively. There's no doubt about that. He's here for a purpose, and that's to refine the swing, change what needs to be changed, and get back to the major leagues. Even though he has had some issues defensively this year, you wonder if that's a matter of him pressing a little bit, because he's a Gold Glove finalist from a year ago. So we know he can play defense, mm-hmm. and he's been up and down here. He had a two-run homer yesterday. He's got three doubles. So he's hitting well here. His OPS is right at 800. So the hitting has been okay, but this is not major league pitching, and this is AAA pitching. You're going to face guys who have pitched in the major leagues, who can pitch in the major leagues, but not everybody is going to be in that category. So you've got to do it consistently, and when he does, I think Cleveland thinks enough of him, and rightly so, that he'll get another opportunity.
Ryan Mitchell joining us. He's the play-by-play man for the Columbus Clippers on the AAA team for our Cleveland Guardians. Let's go pitching. You're getting a look at a lot of lefties who are high draft choices, who are starters, who I wonder if we might see this year. Parker Messick, Ryan Webb, Doug Nikhazy, who we've seen a little bit, Will Dion. You're talking a couple of second-round picks and a fourth, and Deion a ninth-round pick. Who has, well, has anybody separated themselves in your estimation, Ryan?
Well, one of the things that we have seen from Parker Messick is the ability to strike out batters in large numbers. He's mowed down 56 in under 43 innings, so his strikeout numbers are very good. He is among the league leaders in batting average against. The league is hitting under 200 against him, and he has a real plus changeup. It's a fun pitch to watch. The sequencing is good. He's throwing it at the right times, and that's also a credit to the coaching staff and the catching staff here for going through the sequencing. But for Doug Mukasey, this is a guy that clearly has tools, but his season has been a little bit fractured with the call-ups and with the doubleheader yesterday. And so it just kind of it unhinges the routine a little bit. And so we've not been able to see Doug as much this year. I think Parker Messick is probably a guy that, for a first go round in AAA, 3-1 with a 2.95 earned run average and good strikeout numbers, he's definitely somebody to keep an eye on. Mm.
Ryan, is there a guy we haven't talked about yet that we should be keeping our eye out on? Somebody that you see on a daily basis and think, man, this guy's ready for the bigs. It's just a matter of time. Somebody that we haven't talked about.
Well, I mean, you saw Andrew Walters last year. Mm-hmm. He had a sore elbow earlier this season, was shut down for a couple of weeks. He's back to action, looks very good. Franco Alemán missed the beginning of the season with a core muscle injury. Talking to him the other day, he says he feels physically as good as he has in years. And when he's right and all of his mechanics are good, you're looking at an upper 90s fastball, some good off-speed stuff. He's a giant on the mound. He's 6'6". He looks taller than that. He's one of those guys who has really long legs visually. So the stride takes him closer to home plate. He's had some really good outings for us out of the bullpen. So those are a couple of guys that might impact in the future. And Vince Velasquez, his last start for us, he's had walk troubles all year long, but his last start was really, really good. He went six innings, got the win, only walked one batter, and looked as good as he has all year long. And this is a guy that missed about a year and a half with Tommy John. He is a major league veteran, somebody that may be able to help Cleveland if a need arises down the road.
32 years old, I would assume if they need a guy to come up and just start a game, that he would be the guy because of that experience and obviously a big-time veteran, Ryan.
Absolutely. And he's been that here. He's been kind of a steadying force. And, it's a tough thing for a guy in that situation because he's an established major leaguer who is trying to get back to the major leagues after injury on a minor league deal. So he's working with the coaching staff here. He's also, a guy, like you said, 32 years of age for the young pitchers you were talking about to be a sounding board as well. I think he's really been a good presence here for Columbus. And, already once this year, they purchased his contract. He did not wind up pitching in a game and then came back to Columbus again on a minor league deal. So we'll see what the future holds for Velasquez, but he may be somebody to keep your eyes on.
Ryan, last thought. I want to go back to Kafis for a second. Obviously, he's hitting like crazy. They brought him in as a first baseman. He's playing some outfield. He apparently likes playing the outfield, apparently pretty athletic. Where do you like him? Does he look like an outfielder, or does he look like a first baseman trying to figure out the outfield?
He's got a passing grade everywhere he's been defensively. I've liked him at first base. He seems very comfortable there, knows his way around the bag. And in the outfield, he's looked pretty natural. He's making all the plays. He does seem to have a pep in his step out there. Like he's having fun playing the outfield. So that's certainly something that he would be able to do. Some guys, like you say, you put him out there and you can see kind of masking a rating as an outfielder here, just trying to find a place for him in the lineup. That's not the case with Kafis, at least to this point. He has looked very, very good in the outfield and, of course, in the left-handed batter's box. And today we have activated Chase DeLauder as well. So he is back from his rehab assignment out in Arizona. He will not play today, but will play in the coming days. But he is on the Clippers roster. So hopefully we'll see Chase get back to action soon and be healthy.
Ryan, always so informative. Love to have you with us. Thank you very much for your time.
Anytime, guys. Thanks.
And enjoy your game. We hope the weather clears.
Yeah.
Well, let's hope so. Play ball.
Ryan Mitchell, play-by-play man for the Columbus Clippers, joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Who knows? It'll be summer tomorrow. It'll be spring the day after and fall 2 minutes after that. So it's just, it's amazing to me. Our weather is just...
I felt like
winter this morning. I was getting gas. I was getting blown around.
I'm wearing a sweatshirt. I thought I was was on to golf shirt season.
Yeah, and shorts. I was wearing shorts at the beginning of
the... I know. Everybody was a little...
Stop.
Offended.
Stop. Offended?
I put a sweatshirt back on.
Why? Because I have frozen French fry legs? That's why? You think I'm not hurt by that, by when I was a kid? I had good friends. They'd be like... Because I hated wearing shorts when I was young. And so I was at sports camp, so I was that kid that was playing in denim.
Did they call you crinkle cut?
No. Okay. Right. But it was, that would have been bad if it was crinkle cut. Finally, at the end of the year, we had like a track meet at the end of sports camp. And I'm like, I can't run in jeans, And so now all of a sudden, I wear shorts for the first time, like in August. And they're like, oh, look at those legs.
So riddle me this, Batman.
Well, that joke did nothing for you. Okay, thanks.
You got rid of Josh Naylor.
Yes, you did.
I'm not going to complain about that. I still don't understand it. I don't know that I ever will. Your guy Slade came in and pitched well. Maybe it works out. Okay, great. And then you signed Carlos Santana for more money. And we all like Carlos Santana. Carlos is a great guy. He's here for his third go-around. He's the Guardians version of Joe Flacco. And I say that in a complimentary way.
Mm-hmm.
You brought Flacco back here for the football team because you liked him. And, if you need him, you can play him. And he could probably do a solid job for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Carlos Santana
Why are you laughing?
Is doing a solid job for the Guardians.
If I tell you, Jessica, yell at me for derailing our show.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead. Derail us. He doesn't care.
I just started to roll this great topic.
I know
out.
You did. Hold on.
I'll tell you in the break. Jeff, keep going.
Okay. Right.
Jeff, keep going.
All right. So Carlos, to me, is the baseball version of Joe Flacco.
Okay.
But I wonder, at some point here...
Is he going to get cut? Is that what you're asking?
No, he's not going to get cut.
Is he going to retire?
I don't think Joe's going to get cut either.
Is he going to retire?
No. Well, he could. They're about the same age.
Yeah.
I wonder if Carlos gets in the way. And that's kind of what I'm... You know, I don't want to go Flacco here, but that's what I wonder about Flacco. Does Flacco get in the way of the young guys? Does Carlos get in the way of the young guys? Or if he does, in their estimation, do they make a move sometime this year with Carlos Santana? And if you look at the first base situation in this organization, it's loaded right now. And you have two guys who are here right now who are clearly competent first basemen who, if you needed to, you could start. Carlos Santana, who is 39, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of things about Carlos. You know, he was an all-star here in 2019, but since he's been on six different teams since 2019, and he hasn't hit above 240 in a season. Now, he was terrific yesterday, hit a couple of home runs. But since he was an all-star here and had his best season, he's been solid but not spectacular, I think is the best way to describe him. But he's come in here. He's done a nice job. He's been solid. He's been productive. He's the vet that this lineup so far has needed. I also think that he has served the purpose because you weren't sure maybe if Kyle Manzardo was completely ready to go, Andy.
Mm-hmm.
And though he has shown some pop, and I like him, and you like him. I don't think he has shown the consistency yet to make you think, well, this guy is our everyday first baseman or DH. He's getting a lot of at bats, and that's good. I keep waiting for him to really kind of pop and really become the guy. And if he does, that might make you rethink the Santana thing a little bit.
You got to think that he would be. If the Guardians felt like they had a young first baseman that they didn't, and again, this really has nothing to do with money, but if the Guardians felt like they could dish him, why wouldn't you?
Because you think you can compete and win this year.
Well, I'm just saying, maybe you think you have someone who's in place that you want to give the opportunity to play, and you can compete and win.
You mean Manzardo?
Yeah.
I don't know if he's shown the consistency yet.
But to trade him and maybe we'll get something back in return.
Trade who? Manzardo?
Santana.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so to trade, to me, Carlos Santana seems like an atypical Indians-Guardians trade that happened sometime in July where they send him to a team that maybe has an injured first baseman that's willing, what's he making, $11 million this year, something like that?
12.
Say $12 million. So he's making $12 million
this economical.
Year. Very economical. Which is not even in the top 10 among highest paid first basemen in this season. Paul Goldschmidt's making 12.5. So, I mean, that's your number 10 guy. So you look at it, and that's the kind of guy they end up getting a high-quality double-A pitcher for. And that, to me, or maybe two guys, a single-A and a double-A guy somewhere halfway through the season because they feel comfortable knowing that they have someone on the roster that they want to give the opportunity to play.
Carlos has been really productive lately. If I'm a team and I think I need a first baseman, you know, is now the time to strike? If you're the Guardians, are you looking to move him now? I don't think so.
Not today,
no.
But maybe a month from now, that's a legit conversation.
Well, I think that might be true. So you have those two first basemen who are here right now,
mm-hmm.
Santana and Manzardo. Guys who are on their way, your guy, CJ Cephas.
Right.
And I'm happy to call him your guy. You've been all over him.
Let's be super honest. Almost anyone could play first base.
Oh, that's not true. Mike Hargrove just drove off the road.
But Mike didn't always play first base either, though, did he? Did he always play first base?
Yeah. He played a little outfield, but Mike was a first baseman.
I mean, there are guys that are great first base. Like, if you're left-handed, okay, I'll buy that. I'll buy it. But
Carlos won a gold glove. He's a righty.
Again, I'm just talking about...
Was a catcher.
How hard is it easier to convert A second base.
I truly don't think anybody can play first base.
I think a lot of outfielders, especially guys that find themselves over 6'2", 6'3".
Or long in the tooth.
6'3", right? 6'2", 6'3". Those are the guys you want playing first base.
You still have to have some ability there. There's a lot that goes on at first base.
I understand that you have to have ability to play first base, but I do think it's a position someone can easily transition to.
Well, you have...
If they're an athlete. I mean, look, athletes can play first base.
You have Kafis on the way.
Right.
And might not be your typical first baseman, although he's starting to hit for a little bit more power in the last year or so. And he was a third-round pick just 2 years ago. So, I mean, he's come on pretty fast. Hits left-handed. Kyle Manzardo hits left-handed. Ralph Velasquez is the guy who was their first-round pick in the same draft that Kafis was a third-round pick in. But Ralph is still only like 19 years old. He's at Lake County. He's not hitting very well. He hits left-handed. So you've got, if you're looking in the minors right now, who are your first basemen? Well, they're left-handed hitting guys. So you got Manzardo and Kafis and Velasquez. And I'm wondering, you need them all? I actually saw a story yesterday that said if the Guardians are looking to do something, trade Ralph Velasquez, your prize prospect. And I thought, I don't know that I want to do that yet. Doesn't seem to be the thing to do, does it?
It's not like you're trading Evan Mobley.
No, well, that's true. But if for an organization that's trying to develop power hitting and try and develop hitting, I don't know that you want to trade one of your considered best prospects. He's the sixth best prospect in the organization, according to MLB.com. I wonder about that. So he's on his way, which, again, he's a number of years away. Kafis isn't. Andy Kafis is going to be here. I mean, and sooner rather than later, I would assume it's going to be in the outfield. However,
one of those guys, doesn't the path get a little bit quicker?
Well, the outfielders aren't hitting.
And maybe he's a guy that you might want to trade. Maybe you need a pitcher down the road and you feel like you're contending.
Last thing I want this team to do is to hit somebody or to trade somebody who's hitting. This team needs hitters more than it needs pitching. Don't you think?
Would you rather trade an unproven major league talent?
There's a couple of other things here. No, because I drafted the guy.
And
in
I'm
first
talking
round
about a guy
a
that I want. I want to see him play.
I want bats in this lineup that can hit. And so far, it looks like he can hit. And his manager, Andy Tracy, at Columbus, has flat out said he will hit in the majors. Which I thought, well, that's a fine recommendation, isn't it? Just said he could hit, flat out hit in the majors. And then you also have this. Jonkenzie Noel has played first base. He came up as a first baseman. Now he's not hitting now, so it doesn't really matter. Nolan Jones came up as an infielder, actually played 10 games at first base for the Colorado Rockies. He could play first base. He's 6'6", Andy.
Mm-hmm.
And David Fry is going to DH. When he's good to go, he's DHing at Akron right now. I would assume David is going to be on this team this year. If David is your DH, because he's not going to play the field, we're told, because of his Tommy John surgery. So he's DHing against lefties and maybe more. So then what are you going to do with Manzardo or Santana?
Exactly.
This thing is screaming that Carlos Santana is going to get traded this year. Don't you think?
I said that to you when we were driving in today. It kind of makes sense, doesn't it?
I don't see how
he is a viable option to trade to a team that might be desperate for a first baseman sometime after the All-Star break.
I don't see how you play these guys who you seemingly want to play.
Financially, he becomes a $5 million investment instead of $11 million or $6 instead of a $12, right?
I would think. Mike is in North Olmsted. Hello, Mike.
Thank you, guys. I listen to you every day.
Thank you,
Mike. Appreciate that.
I normally agree with you, but I'll be very frank with you. I love my Indians, my Guardians, whatever you want to call them. Mm-hmm. It's our Cleveland team. Mm-hmm. The thing that really frustrates me is that we won 90-plus games last year. We regressed from last year. We got rid of a Gold Glove second baseman. I know he wasn't hitting that great, but he's still a better hitter than we have right now. We got rid of Naylor. We knew only 1 year left on Naylor. We could have kept him for that year, or if we were going to trade him, we should have traded him at the deadline in the middle of the year. I mean, that's one thing we're really missing right now is Josh Naylor, because he was that spark. And every time we got in a slump, every time we got really late in the game and we need somebody to pick us up, he always came through with a big home run when we needed it. I don't understand why everybody gives Chris Ancinetti all these great praises. Sometimes the best move is no move.
You know, I'll
agree with you with Naylor.
The funniest part, the person to probably say that to most of you, Chris Ancinetti. We'll tell you the same thing.
Mike, thanks for the phone call. I will agree with you on the Naylor. I still don't understand it. Maybe they thought they just had so many guys coming up that they wanted to play eventually. We just went over some of those guys. It screams to me when Fry is back, Kafis is hitting 360-something, double A and now triple A. He seems like he's ready to go. You have other guys you're sorting through in right field. It screams that Carlos Santana could be a short-term option here. That okay? 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps on the Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
If you're looking for a guy who has been all over the stadium situation and has been on top of things, uncovered good things, has done a great job, it's our guy, Daryl Ryder. And he joins us right now in studio. Hello, D.
Hi, Daryl.
Hello, boys. How are we?
We're okay. Tell me, is there any coincidence that the Greater Cleveland Partnership comes out and says, you know what, we back this, we endorse this, we're all for the Dome Stadium in Brook Park. And then the next day, Mayor Bibb publicly does his media tour and says, you know, we have bigger fish to fry. Is there any coincidence in that timing?
Yeah.
No. But
and then he came back the next
day.
And walked
it back.
And walked it backwards. Yeah. The next day, like, I was like, man, the mayor looks like a genius right now. I'm like, hey, you know, he did a really good job. He's cleaned this whole thing up. And then all of a sudden, like 24 hours later, it's like someone said, you're not allowed to say that. And so now he walked it back. I mean, talk about not making a stand. He made a stand. Like, I sat here yesterday and praised him and then read what I read yesterday. I'm like, what are you doing? Stop.
There's so much bitterness on both sides. I don't know how a professional business relationship can be salvaged between these two sides. So much mud has been slung that I don't even know how you repair the relationship. If I were the Browns right now, and I was told this week, they offered Cleveland a sizable chunk of money that would cover not only the demolition of the stadium, but would be a pretty nice shot in the arm to go toward whatever you want to do with that land.
Okay. Once the stadium's gone.
Once it's gone. And I was told, the mayor said, talk to me after June 30th because he wants to see what happens in Columbus with the state budget. Okay. And that's just not how you go about doing things.
Right.
And the Browns' biggest frustration is they can't get people in rooms. It's just this public war of words, okay? And this isn't a process that started in the last 18 months. The Browns looking for stadium sites was the absolute worst-kept secret in the county.
Right.
Going all the way back to 2018.
Was Brook Park in the county or no? I'm sorry, I forgot.
I plan to check up on that to reconfirm.
If I was Brook Park, I would try to secede from the county. Because the county doesn't care about them at all.
Well, no, it's not that the county doesn't care about them. They don't care about the Haslams. They don't want to do this deal with the Haslams. And
so you're saying if the team was owned by somebody else, this wouldn't be a problem?
No, I'm not saying that at all. I think if the Haslams project was, I don't know, 1 mile north within this, you know, the city limits.
You mean 1 meter north?
Yeah. What? A couple of football fields north.
Yeah.
There'd probably be a lot less resistance to this whole thing. But I've talked to a couple people the last couple days. Like, the Browns are not a profit center for the city of Cleveland. If anything, they're awash. What the city spends on the stadium and then spends on game day, I'll call it game day accommodation, right? Traffic, security, you know, all those type of things, right? It's a wash to what they're spending for stadium debt and stadium upkeep, maintenance, and repair. Again, I keep going back to the pearl clutching that goes on about the devastating economic impacts. There's nothing around that stadium. You got the Rock Hall and the Science Center. Those buildings have been there since the 90s. And the learners came up with lakefront plans. Nothing got done by the politicians. Okay,
right. Mike Holmgren had a fine plan.
Yeah.
Remember Mike rolled that one out?
Remember he was going to do Golf Cart City where everyone had to wear a Hawaiian shirt.
And you only could get there by
get
motorcycle.
Get your drinks with your umbrellas on Dock 3.
Isn't it just called the Villages?
At the Port Authority.
The Villages, yeah.
You could only get there by motorcycle.
But and here's the other thing, too. Okay, so let's say the Haslams lose this battle and the stadium stays. Great. It's going to be a construction project for the next 15 years. It's going to be a miserable fan experience. It's a miserable fan experience now getting in and out. Mm-hmm. Okay. They ought to travel the country. I would highly encourage Cleveland City Councilmen, the mayor, the county executives to travel the country and look at other NFL stadiums. You know how many Browns fans text me after road trips and tell me how much they detest, their words not mine, the dump that the Browns play in, because they go to these other stadiums and they see what's there, and then they come here and they see what's here, and they're, yeah, I mean, that, I mean, yeah, it's but the, you know, the city and the county are dug in. They want to move forward with a renovation of the existing building.
So you think the mayor's back on that now?
Oh, 100%.
Wait a second. 24 hours ago, he's like, okay, we'll see you later. Am I wrong?
No, you're right.
I watched the Fox 8 interview.
Well, but here's the thing, too. I mean, It's vintage Justin Bibb, and that's all I'm going to say about that.
All right, let me ask you this.
It's like watching tennis. Just keep going back. But he's playing both sides of the court. Like, I don't get it.
It sounds personal. It shouldn't be personal. These are elected officials, so it's not like you're doing anything to these guys individually. But I wonder this. It's okay if they don't like the Haslams or they don't like the Browns or they don't think, you know, public dollars and blah, 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 blah. This, to me, keeps getting lost. You have private individuals who are willing to invest $2.4 billion in your region.
But they're looking at
private money.
But they're looking at a full $1 billion, $600 million from the state, and another $400 million from Brook Park. They're looking at that, and the politicians are saying
Brook Park says fine, yeah, let's do it.
I know, but the county and the city of Cleveland are saying that's a bridge too far. This was part of the problem down in Columbus for the last 2 years. Again, this is not something that just popped up. The Browns have been working on this for 7 years before they finally arrived to the conclusion that Brook Park was the best path for them. Look, if the city of Cleveland gave the Browns 15,000 parking spaces around the stadium, they gave them land to develop and all that, I'd probably say the Haslams would consider staying downtown.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the case.
Although, do they want to build the rest of the project in downtown Cleveland?
Right. Well,
you know, that's,
well, there's no space to build it if you stay where you're at, right?
Correct.
At least on the scale that they want to do it.
Correct.
And you're limited as far as your height goes because you got the Burke flight paths too. So
right.
Just like you have with Hopkins,
well, yeah.
Okay, same thing. But they have more acreage out there. They can spread it out a little more. The opposition feels that the current stadium is in good condition, which I'm going to disagree with. It's not even a watertight building. Okay, it's not even, they have to remediate it every time it rains. And I know, because last year I got a lung infection from breathing the mold and mildew on the press box level.
Hmm.
So it's not even a watertight building. It has an insufficient service level. Okay, it's only half the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
The TV trucks have to park on the street because they and run the cables into the building because they can't do what you do in every other NFL stadium. That's just drive all the entire crew under the building and plug in.
Are you sure about? I'm not quite, Daryl. I've listened to everything, but there's a dock underneath where TV. I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
I'm saying the stadium's. It's not like the old. Like,
have you seen the crews for Thursday night football and Monday night football and Sunday night football when they come here?
Those are extensive.
Yeah, no, I agree. But what I'm saying to you is,
they can't accommodate them.
I don't want to argue with you on this, but I will tell you that building is wired. It's not like the, like I'm telling you.
Well, I know it's wired. You have to leave the trucks on the street.
Some trucks, not all. There are trucks that are underneath. That were built the way the stadium needs to be upgraded. That's the point.
And they need to. They
for
have
television because it's not really there.
Well,
there
they have to dig out the entire service level on the opposite side.
But there are outlets in there where TV trucks come in. They just plug in. In the old days, they literally had to come in 5 days before a game and run cables to every site where a camera was.
Folks,
they don't have to do that.
By the way, Amazon currently does that.
If they don't want to be a part of the process, then that's fine.
No, I'm saying but Amazon comes in
because
on Monday.
There's more. Yeah, but I'm saying because Amazon has this mega crew that the infrastructure can't support what they want to do. So I agree with you.
I'm interrupting you guys.
I don't care. I want to finish what I was saying.
Fans don't care about the TV trucks.
Well, you're just saying it's antiquated. He's right that it's not up to speed. That's the key.
They got to dig out the south and the east ends and make that service level so you can move the locker rooms over there. So then you have the staging space, and also you have the space to put the new modern premium areas that these new stadiums have in there. And that's very, very expensive.
The lease expires at the end of 2028,
It officially expires February 1st, 2029. That's the legal expiration of that lease.
Which means if, in fact, the Haslams want to build a new facility, the construction starts.
They better have shovels in the ground next spring.
Okay.
Where? Any chance Brook Park loses this too?
Yeah. There's a real chance because the local politicians are heavily campaigning in Columbus against it.
Does the county want them either downtown or out of the county? Is that?
Everyone wants them downtown and that's it. Everything else to them is a non-conversation starter. They don't believe they need a new stadium. The politicians believe the existing stadium is perfectly fine. They pour some money into it to spruce it up, and that's all it needs. And I am just saying that they should really travel to some of these other buildings.
Can you take me to the next step here? What are the odds of it not being in Brook Park? And because if I'm in,
money doesn't get approved, okay, they don't get that $600 million in bonds, and keep in mind the Bengals have put in for I think it's $385,
right?
And the state's trying to solve that at the same time. Mm-hmm. The Reds are going to come to the table here shortly with a request for money for their ballpark, mm-hmm. and the state wants to set something up that is more of a permanent funding solution from a state level for all these stadiums. Okay. But June 30th, that's really the day that everyone needs to pay attention to, is what ultimately ends up in that state budget. And if it's not in there, if the $600 million's not in there, Cleveland Browns are going to be stuck on the lakefront.
Well, but if I'm sitting in Lake County, or I'm sitting in Summit County, or I'm in Lorain County, who am I forgetting? I'm missing one of the other
Portage.
Counties. Portage County, whatever.
Medina.
Okay, Medina County. I would be salivating over what's going on and watching the politics going on up here. And the second that they don't want to be a fraction of an inch away from the Cleveland border and they want to be outside of Cuyahoga County, I'd be sweeping it. If I was a politician out there right now, I would be looking to say, all right, Browns, hey, this isn't working for you there.
Here's
come
the
on
problem.
Out of the county.
Here's the problem. The cost right now to build the dome now, and this is the Haslam's argument, right? It's cheaper to build the dome now than kick the can down the road 10, 15, 20 years.
I'm talking about putting a shovel in the ground next June. Yeah.
But I'm telling you, if you go outside the county, you have to automatically add another $1 billion to the dome price tag, because this one goes in the ground, and if you're building it elsewhere, it's probably not going 80 feet into the ground, which means material and labor and
all right.
And last thought, didn't the Haslams say they were willing to go forward with this regardless?
Of the county. The state participation is going to be mandatory.
Okay. Thank you for clearing that up. Daryl, thank you, bud.
You bet.
He's Daryl Ryder.
Thanks
for
coming.
He's our Browns beat reporter. Folks can read all of your stuff. They can listen to you. You are all over this. Well done. Thank you. What do you think of this, folks? What, my main thought, how in the world did this become such an animosity-filled situation?
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.